What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. Again, I'm James Levesque. Thank you, as always, for tuning in, making it a part of your day. We're going to call this episode The Prosperous Soul. The Prosperous Soul. You know, I never liked labels. I think that we use them as a society to control, manipulate, limit. Come on. I think some labels are good, traditions are good. And then I think there's times that people label to really despite. Look, I remember even in Christianity, I never really quite liked pastor and apostle and prophet and all those things. Look, I know they're valid, and I believe their descriptions. And I know there's people that might walk in different offices and all those things. They're all legit. But truthfully, overall, we got kind of a title problem, right? Somewhere this title wave hit the church, it's always been so bizarre. I remember a lady one time handing me a business card, said, "Well, I'm evangelist so-and-so." And I said, "Oh, that's amazing." She goes, and I said, "Well, thank you so much, Barbara." And she goes, no, evangelist Barbara. And I'm thinking, what, dude? Like, I said, evangelist Barbara, when was the last time you actually led somebody to the Lord one-on-one? Like, we just have to stop with the titles. But let me tell you what your haters want to do. The people that don't like you, they want to label you. They want to title you. They want to call you something. And then if you embrace the title, they'll just slam the title and get you. Which leads me to another thought. Somewhere along the lines of, I don't know, busted up 1980s televangelists, we became angry at the word prosperous. Like, when did prosperous become a bad word? I mean, everybody in the world system wants to be prosperous. People are going at great lengths to become prosperous. And somehow in Christianity, we've like thought, you know, that's like a bad word. That's not a bad word. The Bible says that we would be prosperous in all things, right? Just as our soul prospers. We'll talk about that in a moment. But it's always interesting because when you are a church or a ministry and people even hear you receive an offering, there's people that'll just think, "Oh man, you're just a prosperity preacher." It's one of the most ridiculous things you could ever imagine. Recently, we were in a series of meetings. I was live streaming on Facebook, and somebody that, you know, I don't know, I'd put some stock in, a decent dude, just started like attacking me immediately, going, "Oh, it's a prosperity gospel. Oh, there you are. It's a prosperity preacher again." And I don't even think we're seeing, I think we were in worship. And I just politely said, "Bro, don't come spit crap on my, like, don't spit venom on my page, bro. Like, that's not what we do. If you don't have those beliefs, stick to your own little influence Facebook page." And I'm like, "Come on, man. Don't be crazy, bro. Come on." And he said, "Well, you know, if this isn't who you are, then come out and say something." And I couldn't even believe I was entertaining this conversation. I'm entertaining what? That you think I'm a prosperity preacher? That makes no sense. I'm not apologizing for being blessed. I'm not gonna be ashamed that God loves me and He wants everybody. And the truth is, the word prosperity isn't even a financial term. I didn't respond probably the way you wanted me to be honest with you, but I had to respond to it. After the break, I'm going to tell you about my response, and then I'm going to tell you what the Bible really says about it. Because look, the bottom line is God wants you prosperous in every area of your life in every way. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? I'm back. Engaging Heaven today. We're talking about the prosperous soul. Had some crazy dude try to attack me recently, just call me a prosperity preacher, which was so bizarre to me. I'm thinking, do you realize I pastor in New London, Connecticut, right? Like seriously? So I just said, look, I said, the bottom line is this. I said, when you do more for those that are unfortunate, and you do more, you know, to sponsor widows and orphans, and you do more to feed people and provide housing, then maybe you can attack what you think my methods are. Because the bottom line is, he doesn't have a problem with me being prosperous, because in his worldly mind, he's trying to be prosperous. The truth is, it's when you want to become blessed and the Lord's anywhere around it, all of a sudden everybody kicks into this weird mode. Look, the bottom line is, wherever you are today, God wants you prosperous. And you absolutely should be unapologetic about being blessed. This is what God wants you to be. He wants you to be blessed in every area of your life. And the truth is, if you understand prosperity, you understand that prosperity has like little to nothing to do with finances. And that's what bugs everybody out. The Bible is filled in Matthew 6 and many other areas about seeking first the kingdom and then all the other things that you're looking for in life. Man, those things are added unto you. Peter said, Jesus, we left everything to follow you. And Jesus said, that's right. You're going to have 100-fold in the life to come and this life now with persecutions. So the truth is, prosperity has nothing to do with finance, has nothing to do with money and material things. And just because it's a tool that we use doesn't mean that this is what the goal is. Truthfully, the dollar has nothing to do with it. If tomorrow rare dirt in India becomes the currency of the day, just come see me and I'll give you all the rare dirt you want. And I'm not saying that because I carry rare dirt from India in my basement. I say it because I know how to access provision. I know how to believe for breakthrough. It's faith. It has nothing to do with the dollar. It has nothing to do with finances. We must learn to live blessed and prosperous in every area of our lives. That's the key to breakthrough. So no, I'm not going to fall into a label, but absolutely I'm not apologizing for being blessed. Do you realize there's people on this earth that get a leg up in life? They're born into this earth with trusts. They're born into this earth with Ivy League education and a notable family and all these things, and they still can't make it great in this world. They can't even find peace. They can't even find blessing. Money has nothing to do with it. You can take somebody like me that was born in this earth, no education, nothing, nobody giving me anything, everything worked for. I have nothing to offer this world, and I have everything you could ever want. It has nothing to do with money. It has everything to do with putting the kingdom of God first. And the truth is, I realize over time that it's actually like, wow, you know, people that want to attack you for a belief really is because they recognize the fruits of that, and I'm okay. But really, this has nothing to do with me. Are you prosperous? Are you prosperous? Are you allowing your soul to be prosperous? And the Bible says in 1 John, I pray that you would prosper in all things, I pray that you would be in health and prosper in all things, even as your soul prospers. You're not going to have the blessing of the Lord in any area of your life if your soul isn't blessed. If you're trying to work 100 jobs, you've missed it. If all you can look at is your bills and all the things that are due and all the things in the natural, you've absolutely already missed the boat. This has nothing to do with the fact that you don't have a wife and the fact that you don't have any money in the bank and the fact that you haven't gotten your job yet or you're living in a homeless shelter. This has nothing to do with any of those things. This has to do with your soul not being prosperous. This has to do with you. You need to figure out where the peace left in your life. And the minute things become more important than the God we serve, that's a number one sign that you're actually falling victim to that idolatrous thing. See, idolatry and the love of money is the issue. It's not money. It's the love of it. It's the pursuit and the lust after those things. But the truth is, if you're content and you love God and you know that as I seek first the kingdom, all the things on this earth are going to fall into line, then you are living an abundant life. It's when you start to put emphasis on things that shouldn't be emphasized. We must have a prosperous soul. And then unapologetically live blessed. It's priorities. No, I'm not apologizing because my priorities are straight. Look, I've had nothing. I've had nothing and had peace. I've had everything and I've had peace. It's not the things, it's the peace. Money comes and goes. Relationships many times will come and go. Some won't. Like some will stay. Seasons change around you. But the common denominator for a prosperous soul is you. I get young people all the time. I travel the world for a living. As I'm recording this broadcast, I'm in another country. The bottom line is, these people see me in a meeting. They want the presence of God. They want the power of God. And their response is a lot like Luke chapter 5. The Bible says in Luke chapter 5 that the disciples, they left everything to follow Jesus. They washed their net. They left everything to follow Jesus. And as I go around the world, people catch the presence of God, the power of God, the fire of God, and they want to surrender all. And it's such a natural response. But do you know how many people look at me on a stage and they see me minister and they think, man, if I just got to New London or I just got to West Haven or I just got on the road with them, then everything's going to change in my life. And the problem is it doesn't. Because I'm not worried about the external part of your life changing. You could do that today. You can move to Hawaii if you want to. You can go anywhere you want to go. You can find the warmest climate or the coldest igloo. So it doesn't matter. My concern for you isn't the external seasons changing in your life. My concern is the internal issue of peace. And how many people have gone, they've done everything they can because they want the presence and they want the power, and they still don't have the internal peace. And I tell young people all the time, you can move anywhere you want to go, but the problem is everywhere you go, there you are. You can't escape yourself. And having a prosperous soul is about having peace and being blessed on the inside. And when you're blessed on the inside, nothing else matters. When you're blessed on the inside, you win. And so it's important today that you start really reflecting. And listen, I'm telling you, I'm not an introspective dude, but I'm telling you, there's times that you've got to take some assessments. And you've got to understand yourself and your spiritual health. Are you focused on things today? Are you looking all around you at the stuff that needs to change? Or are you focused on peace and keeping your eyes on Jesus? Because then you'll be a water walker. I charge you today. Have peace. Be prosperous. And don't apologize for the blessing of the Lord. Live right. Father, I thank you today that our eyes are on you, that you govern everything in our lives. Provision comes from you. And it's a result of trusting you. Let me say this too. Prosperity isn't an amount of money, because you can have no money and be prosperous. So it's important you understand it's not the amount of things and the amount of money, or that has nothing to do with it. If you have nothing, you can be the richest person in the world. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.